Hello, friends. This is Holly, and welcome to episode 3 of Sleepy Time Sports. I apologize that this episode is a day late. Originally was going to skip this week because I am waiting for a microphone to come in, but I figured no harm in one last iPhone recording. So to my 4 listeners, thank you for bearing with me, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. The deadline for the NFL trade is a week away, and Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson has been the center of attention when it comes to trade rumors. Even back in the off season, when he had requested a trade out of Houston, but the fact that he has numerous sexual misconduct allegations has definitely stalled all progress to the deal. The Miami Dolphins are pushing for that, however. The compensation in a potential trade of Watson between the Dolphins and the Texans has been agreed to, says John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. Stephen Ross has even approved the trade, and he is the owner of the Miami team. But he does want Watson's legal issues to have been resolved before that takes place. The only realistic way for that to actually happen prior to the November 2nd trade deadline would be if Watson was able to settle his 22 civil suits. 22. Wow. Watson does not, however, want to settle because he believes that would be an admission of guilt. Before the said deal is to be made official, Ross also wants to find out from Commissioner Roger Goodell if Watson would be suspended under the personal conduct policy, and if so, for how long that suspension would last. The NFL has no plans to issue a report on its 10-month investigation into the allegations of the Washington football team and their engagement in harassment and abuse because of its promise to protect the identities of those who testified, said Commissioner Roger Goodell. And that was on Tuesday. And around 7 p.m., after the first day of meetings for the 32 owners, Luke Goodell said that the league wanted to protect the 150-ish past employees who had decided to speak to outside counsel Beth Wilkinson, who was the one that conducted the NFL investigation and also amassed 6 million pages of evidence. Goodell stated, when you make a promise to protect the anonymity, to make sure that we get the right information, you need to stay with it. And so we're very conscious of making sure that we're protecting those who came forward, going on to state that they were incredibly brave. Goodell sort of bypassed a question about releasing a redacted report, saying that he felt what the league did was appropriate. He said the league looked forward to responding to inquiries from Congress. He also said that the NFL did release a summary of its investigation and that Washington team owner Daniel Snyder has not been allowed to handle any of the day-to-day operations of the franchise, and that has been since July. And Goodell went on to say, I Do you think he has been held accountable and the organization has been held accountable? Goodell continued by saying the most important thing for the league was that the situation not happen again with any team, saying, so we think protecting the people that helped us get to that place, the people that unfortunately have to live through that experience, if we respect them and make sure we protect them, and the league has released reports in other high profile investigations. So it's interesting that they won't be doing so for this one in particular. Even if it was a redacted one. So that is quite interesting in my opinion. Maybe you feel differently. Just something to note. Everything seems to be going right for the Chicago Bulls this season. Through 4 games, they are the Eastern Conference's last remaining undefeated 4-0 team. Much of that they do have thanks to the performance of Zach LaVine. And through those 4 games, LaVine averaged 25.5 points on 50% shooting to lead the NBA's potentially most surprising early season juggernaut. But Chicago might struggle a bit in the coming weeks, as LaVine is reportedly dealing with an injury. Unfortunately, LaVine does have a small ligament tear in the thumb of his left hand. He does shoot with his right hand, so some slightly good news there. He does intend to play through the injury, however, and there is no telling how the injured thumb will affect his on-court performance. Do you think it will have any impact? Or do you think he'll be fine? Handle the pain, all right. I guess that is to be determined. West Virginia is now officially halfway to eligibility for the bowl. They picked up their third win over TCU on Saturday, and potential projections of being eligible for the bowl are back on the table for WVU. Sporting News is Bill Bender has projected all 42 bowl games in a recent article, and he did predict that WVU will land once again in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl against Tennessee in December on the 28th at 5:30 p.m. at the Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium located in Memphis, Tennessee. West Virginia University will need to win three more of its final five games in order to become eligible for the bowl this season. Iowa State is number 22 with Oklahoma at 15, and they will travel to Morgantown in the next 2 weeks for some conference matchups. Could be challenging and interesting watch. Another home game against Texas will happen in between their trips to Kansas for away games against Kansas State and Kansas to end the season. According to FPI, Western is only projected to beat Kansas the rest of the way, although FPI favored TCU to beat WVU on Saturday as well. So who really knows at this point? I guess we will just have to wait and see. A bit of a spotlight this week for Bob Neumeier, the sports broadcaster known as Neumy to many sports fans familiar with his work at Channel 4 as a host on WEEI, or as a horse racing expert for NBC. Unfortunately, died on Saturday at the age of 70. Michelle, his wife, stated that he was a wonderful husband. We had so many laughs and so many adventures. Most of the time, I was laughing at him. He was funny, and the way he covered things in sports was very unique. He was so honest and said what he had to say, whether it was popular or not. Numi took his work very seriously, but not himself seriously, said Gary Tanguay, who had worked with Neumeier on the Channel 4 as well as on the NBC Sports Boston. I never saw him get upset at anything. And something like the wrong video could play, and he would just roll with it like no big deal. I never saw him angry once. That is very unusual in the world of sports television. And a few months apart from Neumeier's arrival from WTIC in Hartford, Alan Miller was hired by Channel 4 as a sports producer back in 1981, and he called Oilers hockey games and even suggested the team use Brass Bonanza, the team's theme song that even now is very popular. And that was long after the franchise moved to North Carolina. He went on to say TV writing is such a lost art. Just the writing of the story, he said. And he was, without a doubt, the greatest writer that this market has ever seen. He was a phenomenal writer. He could make a Celtics practice sound like the Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Neumeier was a serious journalist too. On June 27th of 1993, he broke the news of the Celtics star Reggie Lewis's death. Clarissa Shields speaks out at Jake Paul, stating, "If we were to spar, I'd use one hand. I would embarrass him." Shields was asked about previous comments where she insisted that it would be a disrespect for a boxer with her vast accomplishments to appear on the undercard of the YouTuber turned fighter Jake Paul. She said, "I don't know what world people live in that they think a man could beat me who has not been to the Olympics, who has not fought professionally. There are a lot of women in the boxing world who could outbox men, especially a regular Joe like Jake Paul. I haven't talked about boxing on here, but I thought this particular piece of sports news was quite entertaining." Neumeier, who was born in Weymouth, Massachusetts, was hospitalized in 2014 after suffering a stroke and had some recent health issues. Neumeier's wife, Michelle, told the Boston Globe that her husband suffered from congestive heart failure and heart disease and had been in hospice care for the past 8 weeks. Rest in peace to Bob Neumeier, aka Numi. You will be missed, and sending lots of love to his family right now. Thank you so much for being here with me tonight. I hope by now you are sleeping soundly, and I hope to see you next week for the next episode of Sleepy Time Sports. Have a great night, and I'll catch you next time.